Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord is building His church. It is His focus. It is His priority. I mean, what is more important to Him happening in the earth than this? Someone said, well, souls being saved. That's what I just said. That's building the church. Well, His people growing up and developing and getting out of darkness and oppression, that is building the church. What's more important to Him in the earth than building the church? Is He able to build His church? Is He?
Oh, yes.
To build it numerically and in strength and in every way, is He able to build His church? Then, and this, don't hear this wrong, but if so, why has the church developed so slowly? We're talking about century after century. After century, generation after generation, and you find again and again generations where there were many, many, many more people out of the church than in the church. What in, and we like to, you know, maybe think that most of the world's population is like us and believes in the Lord, but no. There are millions and millions and millions who don't believe in the Lord Jesus. He is not their Lord. And they don't believe in the church. And they're not a part of the church. What is the holdup? What is the hindrance of the Lord building His church? That's the message for today. Can you take it? Are you ready for it?
Yes.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
What is hindering the Lord building His church? There's obviously things hindering.
That's true.
Why hasn't every successive generation swept the earth? And people, you know, the vast majority of the earth come on into the church every generation. What's been the hindrance? I want you to see one big one. Go to the book of Acts. Acts, the 7th chapter. Now, don't lose all your excitement. Don't lose the victory. Everything we just shouted about is still true. How many know we not only need, you know, stuff that's sweet and we like to eat, but we also need greens.
Yep.
Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
Your body needs all these things. Whether you like the taste of one thing as well as the other is another thing, but adults realize that they are to do things and receive things that's not as fun as other things, but that they can be necessary. Acts 7. Acts 7 and down in verse 35. He said, this Moses whom they refused, saying, who made you a ruler and a judge? The same did God send to be a ruler and a deliverer by the hand of the angel which appeared to him in the bush. He brought him out after he had showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea and in the wilderness 40 years. This is that Moses which said to the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up to you of your brethren like unto me, him shall you hear. Who's he talking about? Jesus. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness. Who's he talking about? He's talking about the nation and the people of Israel that Moses was leading. They are here called the church in the wilderness. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spoke to him in the Mount Sinai and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give to us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them and in their hearts turned back to Egypt. And it went on to say, you know, they told Aaron, make gods to go before us. As for this Moses that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has become of him. Now, it hadn't been that long.
That's right.
40 days, right? How quickly they forgot their deliverer.
Yes.
And their leader. Now, hold this place and go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, and you'll see what we're getting at, what we're talking about here. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 1, moreover, brethren, I would not have you, not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They did all eat the same spiritual meat. They did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual what? What?
Rock.
Where's the Lord going to build his church?
On
this rock. They drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Peter.
No.
First bishop of the church.
No.
No, I'm sorry, but no, that rock was and is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, he's talking about the generation of Israelites that were delivered out of Egyptian bondage, isn't he?
Yes.
That's who he's talking about. We know they are referred to as the church in the wilderness under Moses' leadership. And he said, but with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. They were disqualified. Now, these things were our what?
Examples.
Our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they lusted, neither be idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ as some of them tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye as some of them murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for what? Examples to who?
Us.
The church in the wilderness is a type and an example for the church, us.
Yes.
Are you with me now?
Yes.
He went on to say, all these things happen to them for examples. They're written for our admonition. We're supposed to learn something and be instructed from this, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore, let him that thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Now, when we're talking about what hinders the church from taking the earth, what hinders the church from spreading across this globe and sweeping the masses in? What hinders us from taking the land? Does that sound familiar? The church in the wilderness had something before them that they were to take, right? That they were to possess. They were to have victory after victory after victory, and they were to gain ground.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
And the people too. I mean, the people that survived the possession were supposed to become believers in Jehovah. And their successive seed after them. And the nations were supposed to come in. Why didn't they do it? What kept them out? How many know the first generation that was delivered from Egyptian bondage, they did not go in and possess the land, right? And build the kingdom that God had designed for them. They did not. They wandered and went around in circles out in that hot, dry, barren place, didn't they? Until that whole generation of warriors died out. And even when Joshua led the other ones in, they did not possess it fully. Why didn't they go in? Why didn't they possess and have all and build all that God had given? They are an example to us. And the same spiritual reasons will be true for us as for them. Go to Hebrews, please, the 3rd chapter. What hinders the church? What is holding the church back? What is hindering the building of the church? In Hebrews, the 3rd chapter. Hebrews chapter 3, are you there? Hebrews 3 and 7. Well, let me read verse 6. But Christ is a son over his own house. We know the church is also his house. Whose house are we? We are his church. We are his house. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. As in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and I said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. What kept them out? What kept up? Verse 12, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you. Are they examples for us? Yes. Can the same thing happen to us that happened to them? Yes. Absolutely. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Now, you can answer this in one word. What kept them out of all that God had prepared for them? Unbelief. We know that. Those of us that have looked at faith and heard faith talk, we know that. That is an answer to the question. And that's an answer to the church's issue today. What is holding the church back? What is keeping the church back from doing all that it's supposed to do in the earth? It's true. Unbelief. Unbelief, fear and unbelief will hold you out. Will keep you out. But I don't think we've seen as much what's connected to this. It's easy to say unbelief, but notice he's already mentioned one thing and he says it again in verse 13. Exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Verse 19 says, we see they could not enter in because of what? Because of unbelief. This unbelief was not an ignorant unbelief. It was a rebellious unbelief.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.